We're little more than 4 months away from the statewide primaries, the statewide Republican and Democratic conventions, and some 7 months away from the general election in November. Among many local and congressional races, that's also when Michiganders will go to the polls to choose governor, attorney general, and secretary of state. And Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry has made some interesting observations, particularly about what's shaping up to be the Democratic ticket. Now, Jack, the GOP has things nicely nailed down for November, yes?
Sure, they have all incumbents, and there's some possibility that there might be a Tea Party challenge to the lieutenant governor, Brian Kelly, but that possibility seems to be receding.
But the Democrats have a hole in their ticket.
Well, that's right, and this is they do not have a candidate as of now for Secretary of State. And this brings up some very curious problems because of the traditional sort of multi-ethnic composition of the Democratic Party.
So we know that we've got the governor, we've got Mark Schauer running for governor, Lisa Brown is his lieutenant governor candidate, so he's running mate. AG, you're saying Mark Totten is expected to be chosen at the party convention.
Now, Mark Totten wants it, but there are people in the Democrats who would like to do him out of the nomination just to preserve ethnic balance.
Okay.
There's been a lot of resistance. He's been campaigning hard, the only declared candidate, but the problem is that there's an unwritten law that Democrats have to have a black candidate on the ticket, whether that makes any sense or not. Now, that's not to say there aren't a lot of very qualified black candidates. In fact, the last Democratic Secretary of State, Richard Austin, was an African-American who served in that position for 24 years. But they've also been known to nominate not only African-Americans in hopeless races, but in some cases they've nominated African-Americans who had no chance to win over whites, frankly, who did have a chance to win.
In fact, your piece in Dome, you cited Mary Lou Parks as a fairly
hapless
candidate.
That's right. Now, it's possible that the Democrats could not have won the Secretary of State's office in any event. This is, we're talking about 1998, and the Candace Miller, who is now a congressperson, was the incumbent, and John Austin, who is now the president of the State Board of Education, why? He was on a campaign, he campaigned hard, he was qualified, but Democrats, they needed an African-American. They had white candidates for governor, lieutenant governor, and a white candidate for attorney general named Jennifer Granholm, and so they put Mary Lou Parks on, and it was a disaster. She was a disgrace, frankly, as a candidate, because she didn't campaign. She refused to campaign, and she lost horribly. One of the worst showings in state history, lost by more than 2-1, lost Wayne County, which is unknown for a Democrat. I don't know that anybody would have won, but it was sort of ethnic pandering, and it didn't make Democrats look very good, and I don't think it made them look very good with minorities.
And this ethnic pandering shot them in the foot again with the 8 years later.
That was actually a much more serious case. We had a man named Scott Bowen,
yeah,
who was a judge from Grand Rapids, resigned his judgeships, wanted to be attorney general, and Mike Cox at the time, the incumbent Republican attorney general, was pretty shaky. He had had this bizarre thing where he admitted to having an affair,
mm-hmm,
and claimed people were trying to blackmail him, and some of his decisions were shaky. He was the only, when he had won, it was the first time a Republican had won a candidate, had won a race for attorney general in the state in more than 50 years, I think. But Granholm and Mark Brewer intervened to give the nomination to a man named Amos Williams, who was a very nice man. He'd been a policeman. He was kind of a less well-known attorney, but he didn't have funding. He didn't have any sort of presence, and he lost badly to Mike Cox. There were people who said at the time, well, they didn't think Bowen was an acceptable candidate because he was anti-abortion. But I don't know that that's exactly. He certainly was had more qualifications on paper to be attorney general than Amos Williams did, and they felt that they had to have a black presence on the on the ticket, even if that was going to end up costing them something.
So there we go. So you had an African American candidate who just sank into oblivion. So what do you see happening this time around?
Well, I hope that Democrats, now they have a new chairman named Lon,
yes,
Johnson, I hope they're going to be big enough or strong enough to feel that they don't need to do this sort of thing of having, sort of a flavor of the month for every position on their ticket. As you pointed out, they have two white men, they have one white woman who happens to be Jewish, so the only part of their coalition not represented is the African Americans. But I would hope that we're in an age now, and I think Democrats should realize, we have an African American president of the United States. We have a case where the Detroit electorate, which is overwhelmingly African American, elected a white mayor, and so candidly, one of their problems is finding anybody to run for Secretary of State. I think if you expressed any interest in the nomination, Cindy, you could have it. They don't have anybody. And part of the reason is Ruth Johnson is generally well thought of. In some circles, she's better thought of than the Attorney General, Bill Schuette, or even the governor. She was the one Republican to take sort of a principled stand on disclosure of this sort of secret campaign money, and the legislature overruled her. But I see no, and she is well-funded. It's very, very unlikely. The only time in living memory that a Secretary of State lost was when Richard Austin ran against Candace Miller in a very Republican year and indicated on television that he was not as mentally sharp as he used to be. And it was fairly embarrassing for him. And but that, again, incumbents in these races, especially Republican incumbents, do not lose. And we should have mentioned another thing that a lot of voters don't realize. Candidates in Michigan for Secretary of State and Attorney General are not chosen by the voters in a primary. They are chosen by party officials, some would say party hacks, others would say citizens, at the Republican and Democratic state conventions, which are held around the time of Labor Day. So those people will decide who our candidates for Attorney General will be, and Secretary of State and Lieutenant Governor, not us.
I get the sense from your column in Dome Magazine, Jack, that the Democrats are looking for a term-limited black legislator whom they'll pop up there and then give no money to because they need the money for the governor's race and certainly for replacing Carl Levin's Senate seat, filling that seat. So put you up there and then good luck to you.
That's the case. They have to husband their resources, and both parties do, but Democrats especially, and the governors and Senate races are going to suck pretty much all the money out of the room. Now, again, I would like them to prove me wrong and nominate. Now, I will say that in 2002, when the Secretary of State's race looked hopeless, they nominated Carmela Sabaugh, who was the Macomb County clerk. Mm-hmm. And she ran she lost pretty badly, but she ran a decent campaign. She was a qualified candidate. She was absolutely nothing to be ashamed of. And there are certainly county clerks in this state who are Democrats or other people who have this kind of experience who would be certainly very reputable candidates. And you never know. The one thing about elections is you never know. The opposing candidate could, God forbid, die, could be caught up in some scandal.
Sure.
We have seen this happen before. And I think that both parties, Republicans and Democrats, have an obligation to give us candidates who could do the job if possible. And Democrats are not only to fault in this. They are here, but there are a lot of races where you have safe Democratic seats, and Republicans put on some non-entity, in some cases nobody. Sometimes in the legislature they don't nominate anybody to run against the incumbents, and I guess I'm enough of a public-spirited citizen to think that's wrong.
Jack, what do you think the consequences for voters have been from this race and gender quota system that you feel the Dems have?
Well, there's a time when it made sense, and it certainly is late as in 2002 when Jennifer Granholm ran for governor. There are a lot of people, turnout was fairly large. There are a lot of people who were excited because a woman was running for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly in the 60s and the 70s, and even in President Obama's first election, there are a lot of people who rushed to the polls because they finally had the chance to vote for an African-American candidate for whatever job. But, you know, I think that we've matured beyond that, and to think that if you were to put that the black people are going to mindlessly vote for an African-American candidate is sort of insulting to everybody, and it's not even clear that I don't think, frankly, I hate to break it to them, but I don't think anybody is excited about who the Secretary of State of Michigan is, and I would guess that if you went out on the street with a microphone right now, you would find that not a whole lot of people could name who the Secretary of State of Michigan is.
I think most people just want to be able to get in and out of that office when you want to get your license tabs and not take 2 hours.
That's right. If I was running for Secretary of State, what I would do is offer to streamline it and put more bathrooms in every Secretary of State's office. I probably would be elected for life if I could do that, based on my own personal experience getting my license plates renewed.
Michigan Radio's political analyst, Jack Lessenberry. As always, Jack, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Cindy.